You're listening to Radiant Womanhood, the podcast for multi-passionate women who are ready to shake off their limitations, dream big, and live fully. I'm Tabitha Blue, a wife, mom of six, author, life coach, and entrepreneur, and I know firsthand the challenges women can experience when it comes to balancing life's demands, staying true to yourself, and navigating the many curveballs life can throw. And guess what? I'm obsessed with helping you navigate all the crazy seasons of this thing called life with confidence and grace. Join me each week as I delve into topics from habit making to goal setting, career balancing to relationship nurturing, and everything in between, helping you get out of your own way and embody the radiance within. So grab your headphones, shut out the distractions, and get ready to shine. Let's dive in. Are you tired of always feeling like everyone around you has this ability to walk through life without all of the anxiety or stress or limitations that you feel, or somehow everyone has this secret sauce? If that sounds like you, you're gonna wanna listen to this episode. We're talking about how courage is actually cultivated, meaning anyone can walk in it. We're sharing how to tell the difference between anxiety and fear and excitement, providing you with research-backed information and action steps to change the way you see the world around you, and giving you the confidence to cultivate your courage. Friend, let's get into it. Whew, you guys, I am so excited for this episode, and I have been so excited for all of the shares and the reshares and the responses to what we're sharing here every week. Every time you share or you respond to me or let me know that you're sharing this with a friend, it touches my heart and it makes me excited for each time we get to come together and have these conversations. My goal is to be that voice of encouragement in your ear saying, yes, you can. Yes, you can do this thing you've been dreaming of. Yes, you can be happy. Yes, you can have fulfillment. Yes, you are enough. Yes, you have what it takes. Yes, this is what courage looks like. And friend, you've got it. Yes, let's do it. And if everyone listening hears and takes just one thing, one action item each week, in the midst of my talking, in the midst of this whole episode, if there's just one thing that hits you and it moves the needle for you, then it changes where you are right now, that's what I want. And so here we go. Let's get into it because I'm excited for this episode and I'm excited for you. I wanted to share this today because I've actually had some of these questions come up to me lately. And I want to say that if you feel like you don't know the next best step, or you're feeling this calling that there must be more, I want you to just take a minute and ask yourself these three things. If I had all the time, all the money, or all the network in the world, what would I do? Is there something that comes to mind? Is there something that pops up? Chris and I were just talking about this morning. I'd actually heard this from Lori Harder. She's an author, an incredible businesswoman, her and her husband, and they do this thing when they go on their walks called, I think she said Stupid Ideas or Stupid Ideas Walk or something like that. And Chris and I were like, yes, that is something that sounds like us. We haven't ever named it. And we maybe might not be quite so intentional with it, but there are times that we'll just get together and throw out ideas. We call it brain dump. So we'll brain dump on each other. But I really like how intentional they are with this. So they'll just go for their walks and they call it their Stupid Ideas Walk. And yes, you preface it with, I mean, hey, 99% of the ideas here are probably just dumb or whatever, but we're going to throw them all out there and see what sticks. And as our minds work, it's amazing the creativity that can come from our minds when we give ourselves the space to think, when we give ourselves the time to think and just go through that process, things happen. So if you don't know the answer to that question, you don't know, like, if I had all the time, all the money, all the network in the world, what would I do? Give yourself some time and some space to think and be creative. And have some stupid ideas walks or have some brain dumps where you just throw it all up, throw it all out onto a piece of paper and get it out and let your mind get creative and flow. And that's kind of a side note. That's not even in my notes for today. But we often put these limitations on ourselves to not even dream, not even think about it, not even allow ourselves to get to that space. So that's what I want for you. Allow yourself the creativity because your mind has it. You are creative. You might be that person that's like, oh, I'm not creative. I can't think of these things. I've said that before. I'll look at someone else. I'm like, oh, they're so creative. They can do all these things. Girl, you can too. We just have to give ourselves the time and the space to allow our mind to think, to be creative, to dream. So those questions, if I had all the time, all the money, or all the network in the world, what would I do? Allow yourself to dream. Take off those limitations. Sometimes, like I said, we put on these limitations and we don't even think about it. I would love to do this thing, but then I'd have to be able to do this. I would love to pursue this dream, but I don't know the right people. I would love to take this leap, but I don't have the money for that. But there's a story in our minds. There's a story in our heads, and then there is reality. It's time to force ourselves out of the belief that we can't. Force ourselves out of the doubt and move into the space of what action is needed to get me there. Instead of putting this limitation on before I even allow myself to dream or any of that, I'm forcing myself out of that space and into the space of thinking in terms of, okay, now what's needed? I don't know if you remember or if you listened to the episode on the most important word that you can begin using to shift your mindset. And if you haven't, I encourage you to go give episode 5 a listen and a share. We'll link it in the show notes as well. But it is time to move from this place of I can't, or this place of it's too big for me, or even instead of dreaming, a place of allowing ourselves to be complacent and full of limitation, into a place of yet. Begin even with just that step to change your mindset. Shift from a place of impossibility. The place of impossibility is what says, I don't have the money for that. I don't have the time for that. I don't have the ability for that. I don't know the people for that. Move from that place of impossibility to a place of possibility. I don't have this yet, but I'm on my way. Shifting our mindset is so important. And I'm going to break it down for you right now and tell you why. I'm going to give you some crazy studies and stories. I mean, it's going to change your world. So dig in. Here we go. How we perceive our environment is actually how our physiology responds. This is crazy, you guys. How we perceive our environment or what's around us is how our body, how our physiology responds. So there was a Harvard housemaid study that showed this in such a dramatic way. So there was a study that included 88 hotel housekeepers or maids. They call it a housemaid study because it was called maids a few years ago when it was done. So they were chosen from these different hotels and quizzed about how much exercise they got. A third of the women said that they had no exercise at all. Well, two-thirds said that they didn't work out regularly. And as part of the study, they took several measurements. So of the women's, their basic fitness levels, you know, their blood pressure, all of these things, their weights, their measurement sizes, all this. And indeed, all of the measurements, all of the fitness levels showed that they did have poor health. So in this study, they split them into two groups. One group, they didn't tell them anything. They just took all of their vitals, took all of their information, took the measurements, asked them the questions, got the quiz, and left them on their merry way. Forward to do life as normal as they had been. Nothing has changed. And with the other half, the other 44 maids, they just gave them information. They didn't have them change anything. They didn't change their lifestyle or their diet or add an exercise or anything, but they gave information and education on how their daily tasks contributed to their physical fitness. So how cleaning the rooms, 15 rooms daily, the rooms that they were cleaning, how pushing vacuum cleaner, scrubbing the tubs and the toilets, changing bedding, how all of that equals to more than enough activity to meet the Surgeon General's recommendation for that half hour of physical activity. They broke it down even further. And we're like, okay, 15 minutes of scrubbing burns 60 calories and 15 minutes of vacuuming burns 50 calories. And they gave them the information on what they were already doing, the things that they're already doing in their life. They had this job. And even with this job that did take some physical activity, when they were asked if they had exercised, no, none of them said that they did. After just 1 month, the maids who had been told that they exceeded these guidelines for fitness, the ones that had been given the information without changing anything on the exterior, without changing the actual activity that they had or anything else. These ones had lost weight. They lowered their blood pressure. They developed a healthier body composition. They had all of these physical changes despite no changes to their diet or their daily routine. And then the other group, the control group that didn't have any new information, had no changes. They saw none of these benefits. What was different? The mindset, the knowledge, the knowing that what they were doing was making a difference. What they were doing was moving the needle. There was hope in that. Hope for change. It was the power of yet. Went from a place of impossibility to a place of possibility, but without even changing anything. It's so phenomenal. The same researcher, Alia Crum, went on to do further studies, including things like the placebo effect. So she did another study that showed that when people drank a milkshake labeled as low calorie, they had a higher spike in the hunger hormone ghrelin than when people had the same milkshake, but it was labeled as indulgent. You guys, it was the exact same milkshake, but the word on the front was either labeled low calorie or indulgent. And just going into that, drinking that milkshake with what they felt was the knowledge of this is indulgent or this is low calorie, it made a difference in their body. And the ones with low calorie produced or had a spike in this hunger hormone. How they were satiated in their physical body was consistent with what they believed they were consuming, rather than the actual nutritional value or the actual value of what they were consuming. Our bodies respond to what we believe. The bodies in these studies that we're talking about with the housemaids and with the milkshakes, the bodies in these studies weren't responding because of the reality around them. They were responding to the story. They were responding to the perceived reality around them. I want us to realize how we perceive what is in front of us brings responses on a physical or a physiological level. So what is a physiological response? You watch a scary movie and your heart rate picks up, your shoulders tighten, your hands get clammy, your physical body, your entire organism of a body responded from within, change in hormones, the heart, and also without, on the outside, the sweat, the higher shoulders. I want you to walk away today with the recognition that we have responses that are hardwired into us as humans, responses to our environment. And we can make a choice today to look at our environment in a way that causes us to have these fight, flight, or freeze responses. And there's another one I'm going to talk about in just a minute. Or we can look at what our situation is. We can look at the reality, quote unquote, of what's around us and say, is this the story that I'm telling myself? Or is this real? Any of those housekeepers or maids that were cleaning the hotel rooms could look at the information at how much movement that they were doing. I mean, you know, when I clean my house, I break into a sweat. I get down and dirty into it. So I know that on some level, I'm getting a workout. But do I go into it thinking I'm getting a workout? Well, I have to tell you, I do now. After really getting into this, I do now. But what I'm saying is any of those ladies that were cleaning the rooms that had this job could have looked at those facts and said, I am moving my body all day. I am doing this. I'm doing this. I'm burning these calories. Yes, I get a physical exercise from this. But when quizzed, all of them said that they don't work out. They don't get exercise. They don't exercise regularly. Yet the information was there. We need to look at the situation around us and say, is what I believe or what I perceive reality, or is it a story that I'm telling myself? So let's get back to these responses for a minute. There's a fight, flight, or freeze response. And we've talked about it on here before, especially in our episode about procrastination, episode 8. But today I want to talk about another response. It's called the courage response. And while this isn't our most natural response, let me tell you that courage can be cultivated. Need to pick me up anytime, anywhere? I'm excited to introduce you to Better Greens, your ultimate source of all-natural energy packed with essential nutrients to power you through your day. Available in both caffeinated and non-caffeinated versions, and they come in these convenient on-the-go sticks. The secret is all about the power of nature. Better Greens contains a potent enzyme blend that aids in digestion, breaks down carbohydrates, and improves fat utilization. The kicker, though, each serving provides you with your daily recommended intake of fruits and vegetables. You guys, it's such a convenient way to nourish your body. What's crazy is there's actually more to it. Better Greens are infused with apple cider vinegar, known to aid in mineral absorption, resist fat-storing hormones, and even boost your body's defense against infections by stimulating white blood cells. I've tried so many different greens by so many different brands, and these are by far my favorite, not just for how I feel, but because of how easy they are to mix up and how delicious the flavors actually are. If you're ready to tackle whatever life throws at you with this renewed vigor, head over to betterdays.com and use the coupon code FRESHMOMMY for an exclusive discount. That's coupon code FRESHMOMMY, FRESHMOMMY, for 10% off your ticket to a healthier, more energized you. Don't miss out, you guys. Try Better Greens today. Let me just tell you this. It's time to reclaim your life, your purpose. We won't do that when we're constantly looking at the negative side of the coin, when we're always waiting for the shoe to drop or some outside force to come in and fix or change everything, and then wonder why life is the same, why it feels like no good ever happens to me, why it seems like I can't catch a break. Do any of those words sound familiar to you? Have you heard yourself saying them? If so, it is time, my friend, it is time to change that story. There is the story in your head, and then there is reality. And guess what? The beauty is that we can actually change both of those. But first, you have to stop allowing yourself to believe the story of I can't. You have to stop choosing the story of I can't. You get the opportunity right now to stop allowing what your perception has been in the past to continue to affect your future. You get to do that. You get to look at the situation and ask yourself, what is the truth of it right now? What is the good in it right now? What am I doing well? And then move on to, if I had all the means necessary, what would I do? That is how you begin to change the story from being a victim of this life to taking back that power and truly living your life. And now let's look at how we can cultivate courage so we can move from this place of allowing our perceptions to rule to ruling our perception and taking action. I'm going to give you a couple steps. It's going to be a quick one. We're just going to go two steps to begin to cultivate that courage, to move us from a place of allowing our perceptions to rule to ruling our perception and taking action. Are you ready? One is harness the power of thought. So just like in these studies, our thoughts, what we believe, the stories that our mind unfolds, hold significant influence over our emotions and our actions. So reflecting on past failures, just thinking over and over about our past and how we've messed up, that tends to breed the insecurity and weakness. And what it actually does is predisposes us to repeating those patterns. It gets us into the rut of these patterns. There's actually evidence coming out now. This is crazy to me. And a lot of studies are coming out, and it's more focused on teens, but teens that have been in therapy have seen an increase in hopelessness because they keep replaying their emotions instead of replacing those thoughts with something else productive. One of the number one symptoms of depression is called rumination, and that's obsessing over the pain. When you're constantly talking about and constantly thinking about your problems, that actually causes the problem to grow. Something that we've talked about before is this word called magnifying or magnification. And it's like taking a magnifying glass on something that might be smaller, but when you look at it through this lens, it becomes bigger in our lives. Sometimes we tend to take that magnifying glass and put it over the problem or put it over what we think is our reality when it's just a part of this story, and it causes that thing to grow. We're talking about harnessing the power of thought here. Just attempting to suppress an unwanted thought usually backfires. So like this experiment where people were instructed not to think of a white bear. Well, guess what happened? They immediately had this fixation on the very thing you're trying to avoid. I can't stop thinking about a white bear. I'm not supposed to think about a white bear. So telling yourself, stop, stop thinking that way. Stop being afraid. Usually that proves ineffective. So instead, for cultivating courageous thoughts, first think mindfully. When you catch yourself entertaining the thought of a fearful thought or thoughts that undermine bravery, acknowledge it. Oh, okay. Well, that was a fearful thought. That was a worrisome thought. That was a negative thought. Here, take this for example. Imagine you're in a group of peers. Maybe it's at a conference. I'm about to go to be with a group of people that I work with Samsung. So it's a group of peers, incredibly creative people, successful people in all these different areas of life and business executive, all of this. And sometimes, yes, it's hard to be the one that speaks up and says, okay, hold on, I have a question. Or what about this? You don't always want to be the one that raises your hand and talks, right? But why? Usually we could be hesitant to ask a question because we fear appearing foolish or, well, I don't want to say something dumb. I don't want to say something stupid. So recognize this thought for what it is. Okay, that's a fearful thought. That's not a very brave thought. Thinking about what you're thinking about creates distance from the thought. So it actually kind of removes you from the thought itself. And you're realizing that's just a thought. Maybe just a little bit negative. Maybe just a little bit fearful. And it prevents that thought from dictating your actions and emotions. And then instead, flood your mind with courageous thoughts. Remember the times when you've demonstrated bravery in the past. Remember the times when you've spoken up or the challenges that you've overcome, or even maybe when challenges weren't as daunting as you anticipated. Think about the regret maybe of not seizing the moment. So what are we doing when we harness the power of thought? First, we're thinking about what we're thinking about. Am I thinking negative thoughts? Okay, I'm going to remove myself and say, okay, that's a negative thought. I'm going to distance myself from that and replace those with some courageous ones. And then two, we're going to challenge the legitimacy of the fear. Now, I know in here I have talked about, and I do talk about or bring up the word fear a lot, because it's one of the number one things that holds us back in life. And it takes on so many different forms. We talked about it in procrastination. When it boils down to it, there's fear. When we talked about it in a lot of different ways, and when things boil down, there's fear. Many times, different forms of fear rise up because of the stories we tell ourselves, or pretty much any time we're looking for or seeing or about to see change in our life. And that's why it's so important to talk about, because really it's like this little wall or this little hurdle. And on the other side of it, again, when we talked about comfort zone, it's on the other side of fear. But especially today, I'm talking about it because it has such a clear crossover into our physical bodies, our physical response from fear. And a lot of times we can get the wires crossed or understand fear almost like a little bit blurry. Sometimes there are these responses in our bodies that is actually fear. And sometimes it could be a sign of something a little bit different, but looks a little bit like fear. Fear isn't always a sign of impending danger. Sometimes, especially, like I said, the response in our bodies is more of a signal of excitement or passion or the thrill of possibility. Yes, there could be a little bit of fear attached to it, but it's also this exciting side of it, or even just a little bit nervous for what it's actually going to look like, but it's excitement in it. Sometimes the anxiety or even the agitation that we feel in our body could sometimes stem from excitement about what we're on the brink of accomplishing. And when you look at it that way, what you're afraid of might just be the very thing that you should pursue. Martha Beck is a Harvard-trained sociologist and a life coach, and she talks about distinguishing between legitimate and unhelpful fear. So again, like I said, fear takes on many different forms, and we've kind of jumbled all of these different things into this one word, fear, or all of these different things could stem from it. And some of it isn't bad, but we do need to be able to distinguish that. Legitimate fear typically triggers a strong urge to flee a situation. The hairs on your neck rise. It's an intense and true fear. And when you really feel like I need to be removed from this situation, you need to remove yourself from the situation. You need to exit yourself. There are times for that, absolutely. There is a true fear, a legitimate fear. But think about it and think about your response. There is also an unhelpful fear, which tends to cause hesitation. So instead of feeling the need for immediate action, like I need to flee, I need to run, I need to remove myself, sometimes there's this quote unquote unhelpful fear, which just brings this feeling of hesitation. We might fear looking foolish. Like I said, I don't want to bring up something because I'll look foolish. It doesn't mean I want to run from the room. It means there's this hesitation for this thing I'm thinking about wanting to say, or this thing I'm thinking about wanting to ask, or this thing I'm thinking about doing, or this little fear of failing for this next step I want to take. And it leads us to avoid taking risks or even pursuing some of those things. The fear of potential failure can keep us trapped in this indecision cycle, or like we talked about, procrastination. That's the hesitation. That's the unhelpful fear. So when you feel those feelings begin to rise, or you feel your body's response to what you're perceiving the situation to be around you, challenge the legitimacy of that fear and begin discerning between legitimate and unhelpful fear. If the desire to flee still overwhelms you, then it could be a sign of danger and remove yourself from the situation. Trust those instincts. But if what you're feeling is just is inducing hesitation, it is time to embrace the leap. I want to encourage you today to look at what you're already doing and celebrate yourself in that today. Stop the stories. Stop the stories that you can't. Stop the stories that you won't. Stop the stories that you don't have it in you and begin to change that narrative. If you're not the person that you were a year ago, celebrate that. If you're not the person that you were at the beginning of this year, celebrate that. If you're not the same person as you were last week, it is time to celebrate. Celebrate that growth, that change, because that took courage. That took looking beyond the perception of your circumstances and being a victim to them and deciding, I am going to look truthfully at the reality of what is around me, and I can change. I can grow. I can take a leap forward. And friend, that's what I want to remind you of today. That courage is cultivated, and you have it. You have it in you to cultivate the courage that you need to step out of where you're at right now and say, what do I need to move to the next step? What is it that I want to do to move to the next thing? How do I move myself from here to there? Because friend, you can. I want you to take those steps to really look at the environment around you and not just how you perceive it. Because what we've learned today and what we know is that our physical body, our thoughts, and our actions respond to what we perceive is happening around us. So we need to look and say, is this the truth, what I'm believing, or am I hearing a story and living my life according to that story? Am I living my life according to that lie? This ends today. And now I know I can cultivate the courage to take those next steps. For the ones that are asking the question, what is the next best step? Remember to ask yourself those questions. If I had all the time, all the money, or all the network in the world, what would I do? Allow yourself the chance to dream. Allow yourself the space and the time to think and be creative. And let your brain just dump. Dump out all of those ideas. Let the creativity run. Take off those limitations and dream. And then as you do, move through that. Walk through that courageously. Harness the power of what you're thinking. Remove yourself from those negative thoughts and replace them with courageous ones. I can do that. Maybe I don't know how to do this yet, but I'm learning. Maybe I don't have the finances for that yet, but I'm going to figure out a way. Because here it is, I know that you can. I know that you can take a leap forward. We already have. We're not the same person that we were last year. We're not the same person that we were last week. We were not the same person that we were a month ago. And that's what we're doing. We're growing forward. Let's keep growing forward together. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of Radiant Womanhood. If you want more, head on over to radiantwomanhood.com for show notes. And if you enjoyed this episode, I'd be so grateful if you could take a few moments to rate and review the show. Don't forget to hit the follow button to stay updated on our latest episodes. Friend, I love hearing from you, so shoot me a DM at Instagram at Radiant Womanhood or at Tabitha Blue to carry on the conversation. And if you believe the remarkable women in your life could benefit from this episode, share the link with them to spread the love. Until next time, friend, keep shining.